This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from the Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations all across the country, including down in the Caribbean. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world too via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard too for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody, who is out there working right now on the Third Watch, thank you very much for the job you're doing, keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
What is the big story that you want to jump on right now? Do you have one?
Not a big one. They're all big. But, you know, with the debate.
Yeah, I was going to go there. Mm-hmm.
Very little of these candidates have a concept of how foreign policy affects domestic policy.
Right.
And they're all over the place when it comes to what we should be doing with foes and allies across the world. They don't, you know, the United States is in all kinds of theaters.
Right.
And they don't understand why we have to be there, because you know, there's an equilibrium that needs to happen. Now, we don't have any kind of equilibrium across the globe, but imagine what it would be like if we weren't where we were.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they don't speak to that.
Yeah. Well, we mentioned before we came up on this side of the hour that yesterday Russia moved into our forward operating bases in that buffer zone that they were trying to create. So now you've got the Russians there with the Russian flag up in the air, and they're going to be the big daddy there in the region.
Yeah. So what does that do to our reputation? Remember, we were all in shock when we had a chemical weapons events in Syria constantly.
Yeah.
And Obama says, what? If they use chemical weapons, that'll be crossing my red line. And then they did. And so then what does Obama do? He hands
nothing.
It off to Russia and says, you handle it. So, I mean, is Russia, you know, always the one that rides in on the white horse and saves the day? I mean, that's not good.
No, and our priority in the Middle East has to be protecting our best friend and ally, Israel, obviously. But we also have other allies in the region. I'm not sure where we're at with Saudi Arabia right now. We did talk yesterday, and I did confirm again during the night through my military sources that they do have another couple of thousand American troops that have shown up there, along with some F-15 aircraft, which will be jointly manned, because we're still teaching their pilots how to fly. Only this time, instead of teaching them over here, we're teaching them over there.
And that's okay. I mean, we've been teaching their pilots for years.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a choice. I mean, we have lots of reasons not to like Saudi Arabia, but we don't have a choice. I mean, that's the world we live in. We always have to align ourselves with some, you know, bad people and bad countries. But, you know, Saudi Arabia has changed an awful lot of things about Saudi Arabia. The kingdom has changed an awful lot of things. Let's also not forget. The first Gulf War, back in George H.W. They paid for the war. It didn't cost us a dime. They paid for it.
Right. But weren't we supposed to be continuing to get, oh gosh, I don't know, oil? That was something that we heard from Iraq. Oh, we're going to get oil from Iraq. Don't worry about it. We never got a drop. But then again, it just worked out. We didn't need to have it anyway.
Well, I mean, it takes us an awful lot of years. I mean, we had an OPEC, you know, we were relying on OPEC for 50 years. We were going to get off of OPEC oil, and it took us 50 years to do it.
By the way, who is this chiming in? Somebody just chimed in and said something. Let me see what they said. If the computer will cooperate with me here. Oh, it's a question. Okay, let's see what the question is. It's, all right. Do you think Russia's going to stay in Syria? Will they leave anytime soon? And it's from Ron.
No, they're not. No, they're going to stay. Let's not forget, they've got a naval base there. They had it for, on a lease. They kind of let it go for many years, but in the last, I don't know how long time passes, 5 or 6 years, they refurbished that naval base. They use it. I mean, they have every reason to be in Syria because it gives them a real military footprint in the Mediterranean.
Now, here's one from Peter. Peter is saying, where did these Russian troops conveniently come from?
They were never not there.
Okay, well, there you go. All right, and I hope that answers your question.
They have this naval base, they have barracks, they've been on the ground for a very long time.
All right, well, hang on there. Folks, I'll be right back with more of Janice Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go to her website to check out all the great articles that she writes, FoundersCode.com. And we are coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break. And if you've got any questions, the phone number's coming right up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. but maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pao de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pao de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, known as USCCA. Now, for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA can provide their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, whatever you might happen to need, as well as access to an extensive list of goods and services when it comes to guns and bows and arrows and knives and whatever it is that you want to use, hunting, fishing, the whole nine yards, too, because they know that defending your life shouldn't cost you everything that you own. And one thing about the USCCA is if you go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo link that's right there on the right side of the page, it'll take you to the free gun a day giveaway. Now, every day, they give away a free gun, and for the past few weeks, they've been throwing in there special gun training courses, too, by United States Concealed Carry Association certified instructors all throughout the United States. Some of these are videos, but some of them are courses that you can actually take and go to the training classes right in your backyard. So go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo link. And while you're there, consider becoming a member, because when you do, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including some great gear from the USCCA sent along to you, too. That's the USCCA logo link on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, joining us right now, again, Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, the CNN whistleblower who was working at CNN, but you just told me during the break that he's no longer there, was on Sean Hannity's show, and here's about a minute of what they talked about, and then we'll get into where this is going to take us.
A few people today, over the course of the day, kind of saw the tapes that that have been recorded over the last 5 or 6 months or so. I started in June of 2017, just like any other wide-eyed, just wishful thinker coming into, you know, speak truth to power, be part of the Fourth Estate. And as the title said, within the first few months, I noticed that it was completely different than what I originally thought and expected. I mean, I came there thinking this was my dream job, and it very quickly descended into a nightmare that gave me trouble sleeping every night because it contradicted what I originally thought news should be.
And I think it's important. I mean, your dream job, that's sad. I mean, you think you got, you know, you have your goals in life, and I find that part tough. You're not a conservative. You voted for Bernie in the primary. You voted for Gary Johnson in the 2016 election. You didn't particularly like Trump, which is fine. I mean, I have plenty of friends that disagree with me politically. But this issue that they say they are news, you say they are not.
That's in my honest opinion, yes, Sean. You know, my whole thing was, even from the beginning, like, I'm not trying to hurt anybody or take a network down. I just want the biases to be up front. Well, okay,
he's talking about the biases in the media and how that was going on, how it reflected into some of what he saw, which he said drove him to no longer be liberal but to be center-right. My question is, how did he get that job to begin with?
Well, he was kind of a, I think he hit what is known as, he was an uplink technician for CNN. He did the satellite connections. So he was kind of a technical guy, which meant that every place that, you know, CNN went, he had to go with them. And, you know, he joined them thinking, yeah, this is going to be a great job. But within months, he found that it was a disaster. I mean, they're not reporting news. It's all some pretty nasty opinions.
Right.
And so I think he was so disenchanted, so upset, that he actually reached out to Project Veritas, otherwise known as James O'Keefe Operation,
right,
in a private message and said, hey, dude, I'd like to have this conversation with you and tell you really what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so Project Veritas said, okay, well, let's talk. And then from there, they decided that Carrie Porch would wear a wire and expose some of this. Now, I would say great, but we already knew that CNN was this way. And so I don't find any, you know, earth-shattering scandal coming out of this, except we now have it proven. I mean, for any of their viewers that are, you know, doing any kind of strategic thinking, you know, we can tell what their mission is, but we now certainly have it on actual footage. And I would also argue that, you know, Carrie Porch, or Porch, whatever his name, however you say his last name, is not the only employee that feels or felt this way about CNN.
Yeah, now you posted an article about 6 minutes ago from Reuters, and I saw it last night. I was thinking about doing the same thing, but then I decided not to because I wanted to wait to talk about it with you. But the title of the article says, Erdogan says Turkey will never declare ceasefire in northern Syria. Really?
Well, that's right, and apparently that's what he told Trump. That he is not going to do that, and that they will not negotiate with the Kurdish forces. So,
well, the ball game's changed now, hasn't it?
Well, therein lies when Putin steps in, we'll have to see just how good, you know, Moscow really is.
Uh-huh.
And if they can kind of quell any of this. But, you know, Trump announced the sanctions, and Erdogan said, I don't care about any sanctions. Sanctions are not going to hurt us.
Really?
Well,
they're hurting him now. They're hurting them now, aren't they?
Well, we don't know yet. We have no idea. We don't know what the full consequence would be. I would argue that, you know, the Erdogan regime is not a lot different when it comes to corruption and graft than the Maduro regime in Venezuela.
Right. Now, I want to ask you a question because I heard this last night. I've mentioned for some time now that I do not believe that Nancy Pelosi has the votes in the House of Representatives to impeach Donald Trump. And I believe that's because there's a group of about 30 Democratic congressmen and women who are in very solid red states, that are in districts that they all have got primary challengers and significant opponents, Republicans running against them. And she announced that after the meeting with the House Democratic Caucus yesterday, that there would be no vote, at least for now, on the launch of a formal impeachment proceeding. What is going on there? Is she losing her grip on reality all of a sudden, or is it the squad is losing grip?
We can't know, but, you know, remember, too, she always says that she's a master at all of this. So
sure.
We just see how much. So what's, you know, we have Rudy Giuliani who said that he is not going to comply with the subpoenas, which means
right.
They have to go to court. Now, if Pelosi's House voted on the impeachment inquiry as a full House, then she would be forced to say in court that we voted on this and then becomes a whole legal thing, meaning that this thing will stretch out way beyond 2020 or well into 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think she wants that. So they're really playing, Giuliani's playing chess with Pelosi and her House power.
Okay. So where is this all headed? I mean, eventually this is all going to wind up in court anyway, isn't it?
It very well could. And I think that what she's doing is they could go around Giuliani. If Giuliani says he's not going to comply, we'll see where Adam Schiff takes this. Of course, Adam Schiff doesn't make decisions without Nancy's approval.
By the way, the reason I'm laughing isn't because of that. It's because of what Flip just sent me. Listen to this from Flip. I was recently asked if I was happy having a racist president. I said, of course not. We replaced him with Donald Trump.
Exactly.
So what are you writing about today?
I don't know that I am just yet. I really wish I could.
Well, you got 9,000 topics to pick from, right?
Yeah, but it changes within the hour. So, you know what? No sooner do you hit publish that you have to make an adjustment, you have to do an update. So, I mean, it just moves too fast.
Mm.
If I could have written about Syria yesterday, but then you go today, and what does Erdogan do? He says, I'm not going to declare a ceasefire.
Well,
he's been in talks with Russia.
So. I'm waiting for Turkey to fire on the Russians and see what happens next.
Yeah, could happen.
I don't think it'll be pretty. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Coming right back with the next military and veterans news segment. Going to talk a little bit about Syria in this one, not a lot, but we're also going to talk about our overseas operations and what we got going on and where it's...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
12 Democratic presidential candidates have debated in suburban Columbus, Ohio. Foreign policy was one of the main topics. President Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops led to Turkey's assault on U.S. allied Syrian Kurds.
Donald Trump has the blood of the Kurds on his hand.
Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is one of two military veterans on the stage. Mayor Pete Buttigieg is the other.
A small number of specialized special operations forces and intelligence capabilities were the only thing that stood between that part of Syria and what we're seeing now, which is the beginning of a genocide and the resurgence of ISIS.
Climate change, the opioid epidemic, and gun violence were also top issues for the candidates. There was a rally on Wall Street. The Dow was up 237, the S&P up 30, and the NASDAQ up 100 points. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, in this edition of our military and veterans news brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, they have two locations to better serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, to our friends up there in the Northeast and the northern part of the United States. That's closer to you. But down here in Florida, we have one right here in Clearwater, Florida, right in our backyard in the Tampa Bay area. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, guys, and gals, I know that there's more and more of you young people coming out of high school that are not headed straight off to college. You've graduated from these technical schools. You've learned a trade that in most cases will not pay you as much as you would had you become, oh gosh, an aviation maintenance tech. Now, here's why. A lot of you that have learned union skilled trades are not going to start out at full salary. You're going to start out as an 80 percenter. You're going to start out as an apprentice. And then you work your way up through the system. Now, that's how it works in the union jobs, and many of you will be doing just that. How would you like to start at the top of the heap and make $50,000 to $60,000 a year to boot right off the bat? Well, here's how you do it. Check out National Aviation Academy. They can definitely fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 a year or more. Now, you can do that by giving them a call at 800-659-2080 and asking to take the tour. Tell them you want to take the tour. 800-659-2080. Now, if you just want to check them out online, you can do that. Go to naa.edu, naa.edu. But again, tell them you want to take the tour. You want to go see one of their campuses, either the one in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston, or this one down here in Clearwater in the Tampa Bay area. So, again, the number, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them you want to take the tour. Now, the U.S. Congress is mulling an arms export ban on Turkey for incursion into Syria. U.S. House and Senate lawmakers are readying bills to sanction and potentially ban any export of U.S. arms or weapons to the NATO ally Turkey to punish them over military operations in northern Syria against the U.S.-backed Kurdish forces and others who help fight the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. We'll see where that goes. Now, the Air Force said it's made no major changes to its daily operations at the Incirlik Air Force Base in Turkey, even as Turkish forces continue to push into Syrian territory, which has prompted U.S. forces to fall back. Now, you might have heard Denise Simon say that while we were moving our troops in Syria, we had our U.S. aircraft flying close overhead, providing cover, and yielding them with a shield, if you will, from any incoming aircraft that might have decided they might want to take a pot shot at them, like from Syria or from Turkey. They would have had to gone through our aircraft, and I'm assuming that some of that would have been our helicopter gunships that would have been in there. I'm assuming that's what some of that would have been. Now, Turkey is also saying that the ongoing invasion into Syria is just self-defense, because they were attacked so many times by these people that were there in that area of Syria that they're just defending themselves and creating their own buffer zone. Well, enter into the mix the Syrian army. Their troops have moved into a series of towns and villages in northern Syria, setting up a potential clash with the Turkish-led forces in the area. And U.S. troops were moving out, and as they were moving out of the forward operating bases that were there, guess who was coming in behind him? Well, it was none other than the Russians were coming in behind them. So there you go. And of course, Trump has called on Turkey to broker a ceasefire. Turkish President Erdogan says that he's not interested in that. As far as he's concerned, his troops are going to keep firing at whoever they're firing at. But again, it doesn't make any sense. And the Turkish-backed forces right now are freeing the Islamic State prisoners that are in the prisons. Ankara's radical proxies are apparently executing Kurdish prisoners and killing unarmed civilians, but they're releasing the Islamic State prisoners that are in the prisons. Why? Because they feel the same way that Turkey does for the most part. That's why. And we had an interesting story surfaced yesterday, which I'm going to ask Colonel Jim about, because we haven't had a lot of discussion about Libya. And all of the sudden, a series of four airstrikes in recent weeks against Libya's Islamic State franchise killed roughly one-third of the militant group's personnel, giving a much-needed breathing room as the country's two main factions wrangle for control in Tripoli. Now, the U.S. strikes culled ISIS in Libya. They attacked their encampments. They attacked their munitions dumps. And according to the U.S. military, they are unlikely to return to the pre-2016 levels, which brought us Benghazi, according to the Defense Department. Well, we'll see. Because even though we suppose they got rid of one-third of them, that means two-thirds of them are still out there. So I don't know about you, but I think we got a lot more work to do there. I think I'd like to take two-thirds of the two-thirds that's left and just say, okay, boys, see ya, and just get rid of them one way or the other. That's just me. And by the way, images released Monday showed a pair of gaping holes in the hull of an Iranian oil tanker that Tehran says was hit by two missiles off the coast of Saudi Arabia in a mysterious attack that happened last week that threatened to ratchet up tensions even more between the regional adversaries. I think the Houthis did this, knowing full well what they would do. That's just what I think. But what do I know? And by the way, the Army is rebooting its family readiness groups to make a shift from a spouse group or spouse program to a commander's program for soldiers and family readiness, according to the chief of the Army's family programs branch. Again, we'll see how that plays out. And when the Army set out to replace its Bradley infantry fighting vehicle with an optionally manned fighting vehicle, the pool of vehicles in the competition looked relatively deep. Not anymore, because with the door open again for competition to replace the Army's Bradley vehicle, so far there's only two takers. They need more. They really want to do it right. They need more. And strategic long-range cannons are wading their way into a major science and technology development area. Now, we're talking about cannons that can shoot a projectile 1,000 nautical miles. Wow. And plans to put the program through its first test soon, according to Colonel John Rafferty, who's in charge of the executing modernization efforts for the service's top priority, and long-range precision fires is in the mix. That's a story coming out of Defense News. How about that? Bet you're not hearing that anywhere today. And the Boeing and Saab is ready to start production, a ground launch small diameter bomb after the third test launch. After conducting a third test launch of the ground launch small diameter bomb this month, Boeing and Saab now believe they have the data necessary to move the munition into production. Now, this is kind of like the Germans in World War II when they had the flying bombs, the buzz bombs they called them. This is kind of like the same thing. And the missile defense, the United States Army's major missile defense command and control system, is headed towards a critical test in 2020 that's essentially a redo after the system was unsuccessful in its first attempt at entering production back in 2016. And hopefully they'll get this right this time. They need to, because they need to have a system like that up and running perfectly. All right, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's my uptown girl right there, Donna Fiducia. She was with Fox News for over 20 years, retired, and she and her husband, Don, now live in Carrollton, Georgia, on the Double D Ranch, and that's just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, where they're listening to us right now on 1330. WLBB, and a big hoo-ah out there to all the guys and gals there in the Fort Benning area, and of course to Donna and her husband too, Don, and we appreciate all of you. Now let's get over to the phone lines, and we've got Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Listen, did you see that Democratic debate last night?
Bits and pieces. I didn't watch it live. I come back and I read transcripts and watch after the fact. I can't watch that long. I'll go crazy.
What's your opinion of what you saw? I mean, are these people losing their mind or what?
Well, the ideas that they come up with and the things that they talked to, at least most of them, he can't pay for them. I mean, they're not even talking about where they're going to come up with the money for these various different ideas. There's only a couple candidates out there that are actually kind of mentioning the fact that, you know, you're going to have to raise taxes on everyone considerably. In order to pay for this stuff. And those are candidates that are on the fringe. No one's really paying much attention to them at all. Everybody's, you know, the leading candidates are running as Santa Claus. They're just going to give away lots and lots and lots of stuff, and don't worry about it. You're not going to have to pay for it. All of these mythological billionaires out there, we're going to take all of their money and have them pay for it. I mean, is that the country you want to live in? Not me.
Well, the squad came out yesterday and last evening. The squad came out and actually endorsed Bernie Sanders.
I heard that. I mean, they I guess they're coming out today to make a statement.
They're all going to be in a rally together.
Yeah. I don't know. As far as policies are concerned, I don't see much of a difference between Sanders and Warren at this point in time. Their ideas are very, very similar. So I can't really tell the difference between the two.
But what we're hearing last night was that debate was won clearly by Elizabeth Warren, and the person that's saying that is Doug Schoen, who was the pollster for the Clintons back when they were around, and I've had him on my program a couple of times. He's not necessarily a Democrat's Democrat. I'd call him a blue dog Democrat, but he believes that Warren won that thing last night, and the big loser again was Joe Biden.
Yeah, I didn't think Biden didn't do well at all. He's getting confused again in regards to the difference between Iraq and Afghanistan, confused on one point. He seems a little tired, quite honestly, and I don't know how he's going to be able to hold on. And this, again, there's been some rumblings where you're going to get another centrist Democrat entering the field, Bloomberg, you know, talking again about jumping in at some point in time. But yeah, a lot of these, the policies being put forward right now, I don't see them winning in many of these states, you know, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, gonna have a difficult time, you know, with the policies that some of these people are putting forward and how far left they are.
Well, of course. And again, you know, and we're going to get into this conversation in a minute, but the impeachment thing there with the states that are red states where they're talking about the impeachment vote and this, that, and the other. Nancy Pelosi just doesn't have the vote. Now, let me see what's going on here. We got a question from a listener. Let me go down here to the question. Does anyone really believe that these candidates by the Democratic Party are really going to follow through on any of these plans that they have put in place? I think not. I think it's just a ploy to get votes. Don't you think so?
Most of what they do is just a ploy to go ahead and get, you know, votes at this point in time. You got to look at the actual plan and the ideas that are being put forward and see whether or not they're viable. Just because they sound good. I was actually, Klaubacher actually made a good line yesterday where he said the difference between a plan and a pipe dream is, you know, something that could actually get done. And it was an attack on Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, true. And now I'm going to change gears here. I've got Jim Jordan yesterday, on the House Intel Committee. This is only 20 seconds long, but he went after Schiff big time yesterday. Listen to this little jarb.
Again, we're getting ready to go into we've had 30 hours of testimony. We're heading into our fourth interview. I assume this will be another 8 to 10 hour day. Each individual offers their own unique and distinct perspective. If Adam Schiff decides to bring Mr. Bolton in, we'll have questions for him.
You talked about the whistleblower.
Now, that was about John Bolton bringing him in to talk to him because he's been critical of the Trump administration. And, of course, Rudy Giuliani yesterday said under no terms was he going to go in and testify to that committee.
I don't blame him. I wouldn't either. I mean, are you going to testify? Okay. You put together something that's real and then give me a real subpoena and then I'll come in and do it. You're going to go in front of some sort of political show. It's just silly, quite honestly. You know, they're trying to get to the bottom of anything or any sort of truth. It's a political show. And this is what our government does at this point in time. And this is what you and I and everybody is out there, all your listeners are paying for.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is that it's kind of hard to determine from all the different sources that are out there and all the different comments that are being made is what direction this Democratic Party is going to go. I mean, it's in my opinion, it's from the ridiculous to the sublime because, again, as David just pointed out, there's no way they can do the stuff they're saying they're going to do. There's no way.
Well, you can try to do the you know, give away all this stuff, but you can't. You're not going to be able to do it on the backs of the wealthiest Americans. I mean, they're not going to stand for being taxed close to, 75% to 95%. They're going to leave. This is going to have to be broad-based taxes on everyone are going to have to go up considerably. And what that will do to the economy and as far as growth is concerned, forever change the country. It won't be the same.
Yeah.
The idea out there, and they talk about, back in the day, and income taxes were much higher in the 50s and in the 60s. Yeah, but the amount of deductions that you had, nobody paid those taxes.
Hey, I was paying a 50% tax and I was making $5,750 as a firefighter when I started paying a 50% tax. You wonder why everybody moonlighted? That's why.
Anyway, I mean, they also, some of these taxes, they had, enormous deductions and tax shelters that were put together that people got around paying a lot of this stuff. You get to a point in time, people just leave. They're not going to stand for it. They're just going to go.
Yeah. Now, Facebook has responded after Elizabeth Warren ran a political ad with a complete lie, let the voters decide. And Facebook has responded with telling her that they're going to start policing these political ads, and a lot of this stuff is not going to be allowed on Facebook. Are they being the politically correct police now, or do we need to watch them with a close eye?
I'm always going to keep an eye on any of these social media companies. I don't know how much they're going to get involved in policing political stuff online. It's a very, very difficult thing to do. So, they may say they may look into some things, but I can't see them doing it. I think they're going to probably have more of a hands-off approach when it comes to that because they'll end up getting themselves in more trouble.
By the way, ABC was forced to issue a public apology for passing off the video of a Kentucky gun range as the slaughter in Syria with all these airstrikes that were going on, and it wasn't anything of the sort.
Well, an apology is something that you issue if you actually feel bad for doing something. You apologize for doing something wrong. They're not sorry. They're sorry they got caught.
Right.
People, you watch ABC, and they just put out, knowingly put out a fake video to show fighting that was supposed to be taking place in Turkey, Syria area on the border that was done in Kentucky at a gun range. And you're going to tune in to ABC News. It's pathetic. It really is.
There is a huge rumor surfacing on the media circles in New York. Fox News is going to do an interview with Megyn Kelly, and that she could be coming back to take the place of Shepard Smith in that mid-afternoon spot.
The drama with these media types, this is part of the problem, is they end up becoming the story and the celebrity. I could care less. I really don't care who they stick into that spot. I don't care if it's mad. It didn't make any difference. I don't watch cable news. It's a waste of time.
Well, I watch One American News Now. That's the best one, and Newsmax. I like those two. But anyway, here comes the music. I got to let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel.
Bye-bye.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, everybody. We appreciate him. And coming up after the top of the hour, the Colonel's Corner with Colonel Jim Warshak. You're going to love what we're going to talk about because we're going to get into some things that nobody else is talking about, and I mean nobody, when it comes to the military and political aspects. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.